know, March is National Colon Cancer Awareness Month, and you know, screening increases the chances of catching colorectal cancer early, when it's most likely to be treated successfully. More than 50,000 Americans are expected to die from colon cancer in 2018, and one in three are not getting recommended screenings. We have with us today is our guest, Dr. Dustin Deming, gastroenterologist, oncologist at the University of Wisconsin-Carbon Cancer Center. Good morning, and how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, I think everybody should have this done. I mean, I can't even believe that there are people out there not having it done, doctor. And actually, who should be screened, in your opinion, for colorectal cancer before signs and symptoms arise?
So everyone's at risk for colon and rectal cancer. One of the biggest risk factors is age. And so greater than 90% of colon cancers are actually being diagnosed at when people are greater than age 50. And so typically we recommend that people start getting colon cancer screening at age 50. Now, if people have a family history of colorectal cancer, we recommend that they talk to their physicians about potentially being screened earlier.
And how can our listeners identify the signs and symptoms for colorectal cancer, and when should they see a doctor?
So our hope is that we actually find the cancer even before it's a cancer, based on the screening tests, when the cancer is just a benign polyp. If we remove those benign polyps, then patients won't actually get cancer. So that is overall the goal of the screening strategy. If patients wait until they have symptoms, unfortunately for many patients, when they are diagnosed with a cancer, it's too late for us to be able to cure the cancer. Those symptoms that can...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Those symptoms that can be associated with colon cancer include changes in the bowel habits, such as diarrhea, constipation, changes in the sizes of stool, and also blood in the stool. Some patients also can have weight loss or increasing fatigue related to cancer.
Now, you were diagnosed at age 31 yourself, right, doctor?
That is the case. Shortly after I finished my medical training to become an expert in colorectal cancer, I myself, 2 weeks later, was diagnosed with rectal cancer because I had some blood in my stool.
Oh, wow. Was it in your family, doctor?
I have no family history of any cancers at all.
Why do they bring the age down a little bit?
So there's a lot of research into that. It does appear as though people younger than age 50 are being diagnosed more commonly with colon and actually, interestingly, more commonly with rectal cancer. But that's still a minority of patients who are diagnosed with the disease. And so there's a lot of research going into right now what would be the best age to start screening tests at, and you know what screening tests should be done.
Okay, now is there a difference between men and women on the, you know, the statistics on who gets it more often than not?
So actually, they're very similar. There's only a slight predominance of colorectal cancer in men, but overall, it's both men and women that are at risk for this disease.
And so, you know, once you've had it in your, I mean, so you're... So you're not 31 anymore, and you know, you have really survived a long time, I mean, because you caught it early?
So fortunately, I did get in early enough where surgery and chemotherapy together could cure my cancer.
That's great. What advice do you have for people who may be worried about getting screened for colorectal cancer? And there's a lot of people that are so afraid of this colonoscopy that it's silly, actually.
So the colonoscopy procedure has become so routine that the actual procedure is very easy to go through. And most patients actually take a nap and then they wake up and the colonoscopy is done. It's really, that's all that there's involved. What still seems to be bothersome to many patients is the prep that's needed for the colonoscopy. So it's kind of a mechanical issue in that in order to see the colon, we need to get the stool out of the way. But there are ways to make the prep easier, including starting with a liquid diet a couple days ahead of time. That just helps decrease the amount of stuff that's there that the prep has to get out. And then also sometimes dividing the prep over 2 days can make it easier for patients to handle.
Right. I had one about a year ago, and they had a different solution, and it was a lot easier. It was a little bit, I had to pay a little bit for it, but it was worth it. And I've had about over, I'm 73, and I had about maybe eight actually colonoscopies, and I had polyps, but they were benign. But, you know, the more that it's done over the last few years, it's been not as bad as it was. And that's the hardest part of the whole thing. It's not the actual test itself. It's just, you know, having that. So I think it's not a big deal. And I think it makes much more sense to have it done than to worry about having cancer, right? What treatment options exist for people with colorectal cancer, doctor?
So if we catch colorectal cancer at early stages, then surgery is the best way to get rid of it. If the cancer is a little bit more advanced, then we use surgery in combination with chemotherapy. If the cancer has spread and we're not able to cut the cancer out, then we talk about using therapies such as chemotherapies. But also excitingly, through new research, there's many new treatment options for patients. These include new immune therapies where we're harnessing the body's own immune system to fight the cancer, in addition to what we call precision medicine strategies, where we're looking at a patient's individual cancer cells and seeing what makes that cancer cell a cancer cell, and then trying to use new targeted therapies to take advantage of that.
So there's new research and new procedures all the time. So what would you say to look for, doctor, if you are, like we talked about a little bit before, what would be the signs? Could you give those again for people? And I know that there's some place that you can go, your website, for more information.
Yeah, definitely. So again, I want to make sure that I stress that we're hopeful that people will get the screening test done before they have any symptoms. But for those patients who may have changes in their bowel habits, such as constipation, diarrhea, changes in stool sizes, and especially blood in the stool, they definitely should see their physicians about getting a colonoscopy done. The websites that have great information on colorectal cancer and colon cancer screening are fightcolorectalcancer.org and ccalliance.org. Those are from some of our great patient advocacy groups, and they have just wonderful information for people.
And I can't thank you enough for your service, doctor, and for getting the word out to people to make sure that they are tested and, you know, are safe. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll be right back after these very important messages from our sponsors. Thank you so much, doctor.